guys, welcome back to your favorite show, The Beehive, and I'm your host, Shruti. And if you didn't guess by the scary music we just played, our theme today is fear. You know, sometimes when I'm scared, I go to my mom to help comfort me. This is why I've brought her to our show today. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Shruti. Thank you for bringing me in today. What are you so scared of?
Well, since we've never really talked about this, school, snakes, and bananas.
Bananas? Why bananas?
Well, you know, they're all smushy, yellow, and yucky. That's why I cry when you give them to me.
Oh, now I get it.
So, what scares you, Mom?
I think I'm scared of you getting into trouble. Or maybe somebody hurting you.
Well, I don't really know why you're so scared of all these things. I mean, I'm never gonna get into trouble.
Well, that's what you think.
Anyway, we went out and talked to some kids, and we wanted to know what scared them the most. So let's listen.
Samuel, I'm 10. When you're scared of something.
Heights.
I feel like I'm gonna fall, and I'm gonna die.
I think maybe forever and ever, because I'm usually not really high, but when I really am high, I'm like, whoa. I have two. When I went on an airplane, I was like, ooh. And when I looked out the window, and when I went to this tall building, and the elevator was like clear, and I looked down and I got all scared. Like my stomach, it gets all strange, and like it feels squeezy and stuff. I think it's bad, because like, you shouldn't be that afraid, because sometimes there's really nothing to be afraid of, and you just imagine it. I think whenever I'm, like, in a big store, and when I stay somewhere, and I can't find my parents, because sometimes they just, like, they think I'm still there, and so I just stay there reading a book or something, and then they just go off, and I stay there reading the book, and I'm like, oh, no. That, yeah, they're scared of losing me, and they're scared of nightmares sometimes. Because once my mom woke up with this really bad dream, and she was, like, crying. Just try to be brave and face your fear, and try not to think about it that much when you're near a spider.
Paloma, 6, afraid the dark. Going to my mom and telling her, she says, come sit with me. I sleep with my sister and she said there's a monster. I went to tell my mom, afraid, put the light on.
My name is Aditya. I'm 12. I think fear is like an emotion to me. It means that you're scared of something. If I broke Dad's laptop, if someone told me to do drugs and they said that it felt good, then I would be really scared, you know. Well, it has to be necessary for some things. You have to be scared of, like, being a terrorist. One, like, you'd have to be really, really scared about, like, what the consequences would be. And two, you'd have to be really scared, you know, like, if I do this, you know, like, will this make me a good or a bad person? No, I just, like, avoid it, sort of. I will, like, I'll do my best to do the opposite. When my little brother was really little, he would, like, be scared of the dark. I told him if the dark is not really dark, it's just the fact that there's no light there. Okay, it's not like something will come out and attack you. And he bought it. It was true. There's nothing to be scared of. Yeah, he's scared of like economic situation, you know, and he's scared if something happens to someone like me or my brother or mom or even himself. Well, her fear is that, like, I'll do drugs or I'll go in a gang. Also that I'll not respect anyone.
Tatiana,
8, you're scared, like scared a snake. Because I saw one on my river is red and black, and that's a bad color. Nervous, run away. Oh, when I was putting my hand in this freezing water, but dark. Do you want me to put on the light? Because we like to put on the closet light at night. It's funny, scary things, like tricks, like something that's gonna tell them. Something scary that's gonna happen to them.
Ryan, sick to stark, or turn the light on, or go with my dad and mom. They go with me to the dark, but sometimes I'm not scared of dark. I think it's bad. Because when you're scared, you're afraid you run out of the door or the dark. Going in the dark in the night by myself. Sometimes I do see scary movies, so I hide in my blanket. I'm scared of big dogs, but sometimes I like them. I'd not be that scared to dark because I know that monster is not really real, so I'm sometimes not that scared of dark. Because it's spooky, I think there's something in there because my house is kind of creepy.
Nina, 10. Things like something you're afraid of or whatever. Bad.
Not really. I don't know. There's nothing to scare me. I don't know what my friends are afraid of. Tell myself there's nothing there. There's nothing there and nothing to be afraid of.
The doctor scares me even more than the great big dinosaur. To make me feel brave and strong, with my mom I sing this song. I'm not scared of anything, I'm not scared when I sing.
Needles scare me quite a bit, when I see one I feel sick. To make me feel brave and strong, we see why I sing this song. I'm not scared of anything,
the dentist scares me more than most, even more than a ghost. To make me feel brave and strong, with choir I sing this song. I'm not scared of anything, I'm not scared when I sing. I'm not scared of anything, I'm not scared when I sing.
That's interesting, Shruti. You were also scared of the same things as a kid. And I also remember there was a story that you used to ask me to tell you all the time, and you were so scared about it.
Oh my god, you're talking about Bony Legs, right?
Yeah.
I think our friends would also like to listen to this great story. Mom, would you like to listen with us?
Oh no, Shruti, I think you are a brave girl. You do it yourself. I have to go and do some cooking for you. And you know what I'm making for you today? Spaghetti! Well, have a nice time and thank you for having me.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Bony Legs by Joanna Cole. Bony Legs was a horrible, bad witch. She could run very fast on her bony old legs. Her teeth were made of iron, and she liked to eat little children. She lived deep in the woods in a hut that stood on chicken feet. On the edge of the same woods, a girl named Sasha lived with her aunt. One morning, Sasha's aunt sent her out to borrow a needle and thread. Sasha took some bread and butter and a bit of meat for lunch, and she began to walk.
She was surprised when she came to a hut that stood on chicken feet, but she decided to go inside. She opened the gate. "Poor gate," said Sasha. "You need some grease." She scraped the butter from her bread and rubbed it on the hinges of the gate. It opened quietly. Sasha walked up the path. A skinny dog stood in her way. It barked and barked. "Poor dog," said Sasha. "You look hungry." She gave her bread to the dog. He ate it up and did not bark again. A cat was sitting near the hut, mewing sadly. "Poor kitty," said Sasha. "Are you hungry too?" She gave her meat to the cat. Old bony legs poked her head out the window. "What do you want?" "My aunt would like to borrow a needle and thread," said Sasha. "Come right in," said the witch. Sasha went inside. "Now, get into the tub." "Why?" asked Sasha. "I don't need a bath." "I want you nice and clean. I'm going to cook you for my supper." She grinned and showed her iron teeth. Then she went outside to gather sticks for the fire. She locked the door behind her. Sasha was scared. She began to cry. "Don't cry," said a voice. "I will help you." Sasha looked around. No one was there but the cat. "Fill the tub, but don't get in," said the cat. Sasha had never heard a cat talk, but she did what it told her. Bony legs called through the door. "Are you washing, girl?" "Yes, I am," said Sasha.
"Good,"
said Bony Legs. And she went away to gather more sticks. After she had gone, the cat gave Sasha a silver mirror. "When you are in trouble, throw this away," said the cat. "That does not make sense," thought Sasha. But she took the mirror and put it in her pocket. "Now run," said the cat. Sasha climbed out the window and began to run. Sasha ran through the yard. The dog stopped her and gave her a wooden comb. "When you need help, throw this away," said the dog. "That does not make sense," thought Sasha. But she put the comb in her pocket. Then she opened the gate. It did not make a sound on its buttered hinges. Sasha ran into the woods. Bony Legs called through the door again.
"Are you washing, girl?"
"Yes, I am," said the cat.
"What?" said Bony Legs. "Not done yet."
She flung open the door. There was the cat. Meow. There was a tub. But where was Sasha?
"You sneaky cat! Why did you trick me?"
"You never fed me," said the cat. "But Sasha gave me meat to eat."
"Bah!" said Bony Legs. And she ran into the yard.
The dog was sleeping in the sun.
"You lazy dog! Why didn't you bark at her?"
"You never fed me," said the dog. "But Sasha gave me bread to eat."
"Bah!" said the witch, and she rushed to the gate. "You worthless gate! Why didn't you lock her in?"
"You never took care of me," said the gate. "But Sasha put butter on my hinges." The old witch flew into a rage. She stamped her feet and pulled her hair and even pinched her own nose. She ran after Sasha on her bony legs. Sasha looked back and saw the witch's iron teeth glinting in the sun. Sasha was scared. She remembered the silver mirror. She took it out of her pocket and threw it behind her. The mirror became a deep silver lake. Bony Legs could not cross it. She ran home and got her tub. She rode it across the lake and ran after Sasha on her bony old legs. Sasha saw the witch coming again. She remembered the wooden comb. She took it out of her pocket and threw it behind her. The comb grew until it was as tall as three trees. Bony Legs could not climb over it. She could not dig under it. She could not even squeeze it. At last she gave up.
She stamped her feet, pulled her hair, and pinched her nose all the way back to her hut. Sasha went home too. And you can be sure she never went back to the hut that stood on chicken feet. And for as long as she lived, she never, ever saw the old bony legs again.
Golly Wally, that story never gets old. Now we have some advice for you about how to deal with fear. Here's an essay by Jane Williams.
This is The Daring Adventure by Jane Williams. Clunk. The little car climbs, clanking and lurching slowly up the rails that lead to the top of Wild Blizzard Mountain. Your best friend beside you. You clutch the safety bar, rethinking your decision to ride. You have never ridden a roller coaster before.
This was a bad idea,
you say to yourself.
I want off. I want to be with my brother, you think.
He's on the ground below, and you look down, searching for a sign of encouragement, a thumbs up from him.
Yes, there he is, standing far, far beneath you,
2 feet planted firmly on the ground. He is looking up at you, but he's laughing maniacally and yelling,
"You're going down!"
He pulls an imaginary finger razor across his throat and howls with laughter. And even as you climb, you try to plot your revenge against your brother. But you can't because you are too busy being scared. And you want this to be over. And at last, you reach the peak of the great roller coaster mountain and you are looking down, deep down into the first roller coaster valley, the first of many. And you want to die. But you don't. You don't die. And you don't fall out. You don't barf. You giggle and squeal so you won't cry. As the car makes the crest, it speeds up, plunging down, whooshing and screaming and rattling down the tracks, and your body whooshes and screams and rattles right along with it, and you're very alive and laughing. The next mountain looms ahead, but this time you're up for it, way up, then way down. You are wild and free motion.
Hey, you realize this is fun. Yeah, this is the best.
It's over too soon. You jump out, high-fiving your friend and racing them back to the end of the line, ready to ride again. You are relieved and glad to have shared the moment. Fear is funny. It can paralyze us, cause our thoughts to jam and turn to stone. Or it can freak us out, with the little hairs on the back of our neck rising while waves of electricity flow down our arms and legs. But it can also be a gift. It can keep us safe. It can even make us happy when we fear something and go through it anyway. We come out on the other side feeling pretty proud of ourselves. We have battled the monster and lived to tell the tale. Still, when you're right in the middle of something scary, it's not much fun. So, when you're afraid, what can you do to feel better? Well, take deep breaths. If you're thinking of a scary monster with sharp teeth, think of him with marshmallow teeth. Picture him riding a bike with a balloon tied to the handlebars, his monster buddies chasing him on their bikes. Not all monsters are bad. Read a book about another kid who's been scared. How did they get out of it? Maybe they bluffed their way out of it, pretended they were a superhero until they believed it themselves. Maybe their friends helped them out of a jam that was scaring them. Friends are very good for that. Do you have nightmares? Here's what you do. Crawl into your dad or mother's lap and tell them about it. They will want to hear all about it, and they'll give you a hug and hum a little tune to you to let you know that you're safe. You'll feel better for having talked about it, and you might even get ice cream if you play your cards right. But the absolute best thing to do when you are feeling scared is to think of someone or something you love. Think of your mom or dad, maybe your grandfather, or your best friend. Or think about your dog. Probably not your brother, but maybe. Then, when you have them firmly in your mind, take a breath and feel your love for them right at that moment, as hard as you can. Here's the deal. When we love, it acts like a big spray can of fear be gone, wiping out fear wherever it goes. You can't feel love and fear in your heart at the same time. Impossible. Love lights our candle in the darkness. It is the most powerful thing there is. Fear is a bully. It would like to keep us in a corner, but if we stand up to it, it'll run. So when fear talks to you, just sass it right back. Whistle at it, laugh at it, get help and gang up on it. But whatever you do, never take the long way home to avoid that bully. Sure, if there's something dangerous, get away. But never avoid saying hi because someone might not say hi back. And if a dog's barking from behind a fence, look it straight in the eye. Maybe even howl back. Life is meant to be a daring adventure with you as its hero.
And now it's time for us to say goodbye. We would like to thank the people that helped us do today's show. Samuel Alvarez, Ryan Awiyong, Aditya Chemudapati, and Nina Tatiana and Paloma Di Gregorio, Minal Vardarajan, Jane Williams, Yaksha Bhatt, producers Janet Benton and Yunwin Perez Verti, theme music composer Brian Nelson, and our engineer Laura Slavin. And this is your host, Shruti. But before we go, we would like to remind you that you could email us at thebeehive@rocketmail.com. You can visit our website to post comments and ask questions at thebeehiveradio.blogspot.com. And you can also listen to previous shows. But remember, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.